أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Now before we go on to the next phase, we've got to look at what we can learn from this part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the 13 years of persecution in Makkah. So when you and I have learnt about ourselves, when we have pondered, we have understood who we are, what our goal in life is, where we want to go, who we want to be, then the idea is to live it, to live the mission statement that we came up with. And in order to live this, we've got to take lessons from the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tackled opposition. Because whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever your mission statement is, there will always be somebody who doesn't like it. Let's go back to Rasulullah. Let's see. Close your eyes. Transport yourself back in time to a busy marketplace of Makkah, the hub of the Arab business world. Life was about material acquisition. The strong thrived on exploiting the weak. Women were used and abused, and success was measured through the size of the purse. Suddenly, a man stands up. One whom you recognize as Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the truthful, the trustworthy one. And he says, if you wish to be truly successful, then be conscious of your Creator. When you see each other, greet each other. Tell the truth. Make good your trust. Maintain blood relations. Be good to your neighbors. Avoid indecency. And in the dark of the night, when all creation is sleeping, wake up and talk to your Rabb. And there will be nothing stopping you from reaching your full potential. And in essence, these were the first words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are living Islam. If you have found that your mission statement is to be a Muslim, then that's what it's all about. And living is the second step after learning. Making the vision happen. It is the execution of the intention by first negating the negative to achieve the position. And that is why our shahada begins with la, which is no. No to everything else. No compromise. So to live the mission, you find that the necessity is to negate the gods that we have created in the first step. We may not worship idols. What Francis Bacon said, the gods of the tribe, the gods of the marketplace, the gods of the theatre, all these are God, the gods of the mind that we create within ourselves. And so the first step or the first mission statement we find that the Prophet had was La ilaha illallah. There is no God except Allah. So negate everything that does not conform to that mission statement. And that's where it starts from. Now, we've got to look and see what sort of individuals we are. Can we really live that strength? Do we have that strength? Do we manifest it? And we see that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you except as a mercy to all beings. That meant that you, O Prophet, should be a mercy even for the most dangerous enemy and should love even them. But love does not mean that we leave everyone free to follow their inclinations. Or still more than that, that we approve of their inclination. That is not love, that is hypocrisy. So the most kindest of human beings, when he loved, he didn't love like this. Love is that which causes one to reach one's full potential. And sometimes those things that take us to the good take a form that does not attract the affection of another person. When a mother loves, she wants to make sure that her child becomes the best. She doesn't accede to the wishes of everything her child wants. That is love. It's not to accede to everything the other person wants. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now he had both the powers to attract and repel strongly. And he wasn't limited by time or distance, nor race, nor color, nor creed. And if you look today, it still manifests itself. So the testimony of living is in its perpetuity, where one lives even while one is buried under the earth. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yasin, this is Ayah 12, Inna nahnu nuhyi al-mawta wa naktubu ma qaddamu wa atharahum wa kulla shayna ahsaynahu fi imamin mubin. Indeed, we give life to the dead and we write down what they have sent before in their footprints, and we have recorded everything in a clear writing. Imam Ali al-Islam in Nahj al-Balagha, this is saying number 47, says, those who amass wealth are dead, even when they are alive. But those with knowledge will remain as long as the world remains. Their bodies may have disappeared, but their images continue to exist in the hearts. So if you and I want to exist in the hearts, if we want to live, like truly live, then we've got to have a mission statement. And we've got to live that mission statement to be able to live.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.